There are entire churches and religions that are founded upon man's ideas. There are many who claim to believe the Bible, but when God's Word does not agree with what they want to do, they say, well, I don't believe that part is God's Word. But the Word of God says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. All Scripture is profitable, it is good. So today and tomorrow we want to study God's Word together. We want to learn what God has told us and how it will affect our lives and our teaching. And we all want to grow together. We spend our lives studying God's Word, but we never understand it all. We never have complete knowledge. But that should not hold us back in our pursuit, in our study. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippian church in Philippians chapter 3. He said in verse 12, go ahead and read 12 through 14.
So, look who they grew up and they
Amen. As Christians together this morning, we, like the Apostle Paul, press toward the mark. We work together to measure up to the high calling of Jesus Christ. Jesus has called us by His grace. He has called us from a life of sin, a life of idolatry. He has called us from a life that was far from God, and He has drawn us to Himself. And He has called us and He has said to us, learn of me. Now, He didn't call me because I was so smart, because I had so much to offer Him. to give to him. And God did not call any of you because of what you had to bring to him. He called us because it was his purpose. To love us and to reveal himself in us. God does not change. But God does require us to change. He requires us to grow in understanding. To grow in knowledge. And to grow in righteousness. So for that reason, he gives us his word. And he says, my word has all of the answers. All of the answers to the questions of life. And all that is necessary for us to grow. To the measure of God's calling in our life. I thank God that in my life, He has revealed His Word through His Gospel. And He has made me to love His Word. David said of the Word of God, Thy Word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against Thee. He said, I have desired your word more than my necessary food. Because God's word is precious, valuable. Because God's word is given to me, I must spend my days reading His word. Remembering His word. The day may come when they may take this book from me. But God's word will live in my mind and in my heart. We may have many experiences of God in our lives. Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit are powerful. And they work in mighty ways in each of our lives. Bringing us from darkness to light. From the power of Satan to the power of God. But the word, the Spirit of God will never contradict, never violate His word. So it is through His word that I understand what I've experienced. I I know that I am born of the Spirit of God. Because His Word tells me that except I be born again, I cannot see the kingdom of God. Because His Word tells me that He has made me alive when I was once dead in trespasses and sins. It's by reading His Word that I know what happened when God brought me to life in Jesus Christ. So for that reason, we say the Word of God, the Bible, is our only guide in faith or belief. And also in practice or in what we do. Whatever we do as Christians must be measured by the Word of God. The words that I speak, no matter how good they may sound, unless they are in harmony, unless they agree with the Word of God, they are empty and they are worthless. But if my words, as I proclaim the gospel, agree with the Word of God, then they are the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. As we read in the Roman letter, in the Roman 1:16.
Romans 1:16.
Right.
It's because it starts on that page. It's actually Romans 1.
Yeah.
So, 1:16.
So,
and then verse 17 also.
Amen.
So it is through the Word of God, as it is preached in the Gospel, through the Bible, that God's righteousness, or His rightness, is revealed to those who are of faith. We are made to understand something that we cannot understand outside of His Word. In nature, we can see God's creation. We can see His power. So that they are without excuse who say that there is no God. But it is only in God's Word that we understand His will. It is only in His Word that we understand His purpose in our life. So as we study His Word together, comparing each scripture one with the other, we grow together in knowledge, in truth, in righteousness, and together we are able to serve God's people. By giving to them the word that God has committed to us. Thank you so much. Brother Jamie will now speak to us.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank
you. Here you go.
Still need a mesh. Pastor Joseph and I are extremely happy to worship with you.
I Pastor Joseph and Quat to Chamdam Murin, Prematur of Ramajasam Rapunakuni.
I would like to thank Pastor Hindara and Pastor Hir Hin.
I got some okun Balkyum, I am Lukru Hin.
For their kindness that they have shown unto us. Cambodia has many beautiful sights. Yesterday we saw the beautiful rice fields. We saw beautiful buildings this morning. But Pastor Joseph and I are not here to see the beautiful landscapes. But to see Jesus Christ through you. That is the most beautiful sight that Cambodia has to offer. It is Jesus Christ manifested in your faces. We have heard that the Bible is our rule. It is the basis for what we believe. And how we live. The early Christians in the New Testament church when they heard the preaching of the word, they judged what they heard by seeing if it harmonized with God's Bible. I am glad you have your Bible. I am glad that you are searching your Bible. If Joseph or I, or any other person, teaches you something that does not agree with the Bible, you do not receive. But if you open up your Bible and what you hear taught agrees with the Bible, you receive it. You believe it. You follow it. You say amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible teaches that there is one God. Moses said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." He wrote that down in Deuteronomy
6:4.
Why do we believe there is only one God? Because God's Word teaches us that principle. There are many gods that are worshipped today. But our God is the true God. He is the living God. He is the God that has always existed. He is called the living God because He is alive. There were people in the Old Testament and in the New Testament and even today who carried their God around with them. They would prop their God up so that He did not fall. My God does not need to be carried around. My God carries me around. My God does not need to be propped up to keep from falling. My God props me up to keep me from falling. Our God is awesome. He is said to be eternal. He had no beginning. He has no ending. You and I have a beginning. We have a birthday. God has no birthday. He has always existed. We know that to be true. Because Psalm 90 verse 2 teaches us that. Our God is all powerful. He is very strong. Some of these men are very strong. When I was a little boy, I used to look in the mirror. I used to look at my muscle. I thought I was very strong. But my God is very strong. He has all power. Do you believe God has all power?
Yeah.
God is so powerful. He created the world out of nothing.
ព្រះម្ចាស់គឺពោពេញទៅដោយអំណាចដោយសារព្រះគុណរបស់ដោយសារព្រះម្ចាស់បានបង្កើតផ្ទៃមេឃនិងផែនដី
That is how powerful he is.
នោះហើយគឺជាអំណាចដ៏ពេញលេញរបស់ផងព្រះម្ចាស
់ Scientists teach us that the world spins around.
នៅពេលវេលាដែលយើងនិយាយដែលយើងបង្រៀនគឺពេលដែលព្រះម្ចាស់កំពុងតែគង់នៅជាមួយ
And as it spins around it also goes around the sun
I ទាំងអស់នោះហើយផែនដីក៏ចាប់ដើមវិលជាមួយព្រះអាទិត្យ
What is it that keeps the world spinning
ហើយទាំងអស់នោះมันទាំងអស់នោះបានធ្វើឲ្យពិភពលោកចាប់ដើមប្រែប្រួល
What is it that keeps the world spinning around
ហើយមានមួយទៀតដែលធ្វើឲ្យពិភពលោកវិលជុំវិញព្រះអាទិត្យ
What keeps it from going out into space?
ហើយចាប់បានធ្វើឲ្យវាទៅខាងនោះ
It is the power of God.
នោះហើយគឺជាព្រះគឺជាអំណាចរបស់ព្រះម្ចាស់ម្ចាស
់ Have you ever heard of gravity?
ដែលយើងដែលឮអំពីភូមិវិទ្យាភូមិសាស្ត្រឯភូមិវិទ្យា
Gravity keeps us on the earth.
ហើយព្រះម្ចាស់បាន
It keeps me from floating away.
ភូមិជាណូបានបង្រៀនយើងអំពីព្រះជាម្ចាស់ផ្សេងហើយគេឲ្យតម្លៃព្រះម្ចាស់ទៅផ្សេង
I jump up.
នៅពេលដែលខ្ញុំលោតឡើង
I come down.
ខ្ញុំចុះទៅវិញ
Why is that?
ហេតុអី
That is the power of God.
នោះហើយគឺជាអំណាចរបស់ព្រះម្ចាស
់ God is so powerful.
ព្រះម្ចាស់គឺជាអំណាច
That he causes the world to have order
ព្រះម្ចាស់គឺមានទាំងអំណាចទាំងអស
់ God needs no water
ព្រះអង្គអត្រូវការទឹកទេ
God never becomes thirsty
ហើយព្រះម្ចាស់មិនដែលស្រេកទឹកទេ
Because he has all power
ដោយព្រោះព្រះម្ចាស់មានគ្រប់ទាំងអំណាច
Hindara is very strong
ខ្ញុំមិនខ្លាំងទេ
But he is not as strong as God
ឯខ្ញុំក៏តាខ្ញុំខ្លាំងប៉ុន្តែខ្ញុំអត់ខ្លាំងដូចព្រះម្ចាស់ទេ
Our God needs nothing
ព្រះម្ចាស់គឺមិនត្រូវការអ្វីទាំងអស
់ Because he is so great
ពីព្រោះព្រះម្ចាស់ដ៏អស្ចារ្យ
His greatness is described in his holiness
ហើយព្រះម្ចាស់អស្ចារ្យមែនទែនដែលយើងពិពណ៌នានៅក្នុងភាពបរិសុទ្ធ
Isaiah would say of God that he is holy holy holy
ហើយដែលយើងនិយាយថាបរិសុទ្ធបរិសុទ្ធបរិសុទ្ធ
That's that means he's greater than all
ពីព្រោះព្រះម្ចាស់គឺបង្កើតគ្រប់ទាំងអស
់ He is far above us
ហើយព្រះម្ចាស់បានបង្កើតយើង
And the God that is so great
ពីព្រោះព្រះម្ចាស់គឺអស្ចារ្យ
That is one God
មានព្រះតែមួយ
The Bible says that he is also three persons
ហើយព្រះគម្ពីរបានប្រាប់យើងថាមានព្រះម្ចាស់3
That's found in 1 John chapter 5 verse 7.
ហើយដែលយើងនឹងបានឃើញនៅក្នុងព្រះគម្ពីរយូហានជំពូក5ខ7.
One God.
ព្រះអង្គទី1.
Three persons.
មាន3.
Not one God.
មិនមែនព្រះអង្គតែមួយ.
And three gods.
មាន3ព្រះអង្គទេ.
One God.
ព្រះអង្គតែមួយ.
Three persons.
មាន3អង្គ.
Hindara is one man.
ខ្ញុំគឺជាមនុស្សម្នាក
់ But he is also a son.
ប៉ុន្តែមានកូនប្រុសមួយ
He is a husband.
មានប្រពន្ធ
And he is also a husband, a son and he is a father. Husband, son and a father.
ហើយមានប្រពន្ធមានប្តីហើយមានឪពុកអូមានប្រពន្ធមានកូនហើយនឹងមានឪពុក
Well God is one God.
ព្រះរបស់យើងគឺជាព្រះតែមួយ
And three persons
មាន3
The Father
ព្រះបិតា
The Son
ព្រះបុត្រា
And the Holy Spirit
គឺព្រះវិញ្ញាណបរិសុទ្ធ
That makes God unique
នេះហើយដែលព្រះម្ចាស់ដែលយើងត្រូវការ
He's different from every other God
ព្រះម្ចាស់គឺខុសពីព្រះដទៃទៀត
And as we begin to look at our God more closely
នៅពេលដែលយើងកំពុងតែស្វែងរកព្រះម្ចាស់កាន់តែជាក់និងព្រះអង្គ
The Bible declares that salvation belongs to God
ព្រះគម្ពីរបានបញ្ញុលប្រាប់យើងអំពីការសង្គ្រោះរបស់ព្រះម្ចាស
់ Salvation is a work that God alone has finished
ការសង្គ្រោះរបស់ព្រះម្ចាស់គឺជាការមួយដែលព្រះម្ចាស
់ God the Father
គឺព្រះបិតា
God the Son
ព្រះបុត្រា
And God the Holy Holy Spirit. I have a question for you. When God created the world, did God ask for any help?
No.
Did God create the world by himself? Yes, by himself, God created the world. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit created the world. When we think about salvation, we see that it is a work that God alone performs. Our study is called a systematic study of God's Word. Brother Joseph taught us this morning
that we
compare Scripture with Scripture. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is not a work that God asks for help in. Salvation is a work that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit has performed. That's what we find in God's Bible. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20, that we have been saved by the everlasting covenant, by the blood of the everlasting covenant. This God that is one God, and yet three persons, he entered into a covenant with himself. It's called the covenant of grace. Can you say with me the covenant of grace? The three persons in the Godhead agreed with one another. To bring salvation to us. Why did we need salvation? Because we are sinners. How do I know that we are sinners? The Bible tells me so. The Bible says all men have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God saw that his people that he loved was lost. So he agreed with himself to save his people. Let me give you an example. Before this building was built, somebody sat down and drew out a plan. How big the building would be. How long? How wide? How tall? Well, God, before the foundation of the world, he drew a plan. He was going to build the house of salvation. He would be. He made the plan. That was the Father's work in salvation. See, read in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. Will someone read that, please?
Yeah. 2 Timothy.
2 Timothy 1:9.
Timothy excited peak, you put more carb of wood. So, Timothy excited peak, you put more carb of wood. So, could you add more mouth?
Amen. God had a purpose to save us before the world began. He made a decision to build a house of salvation. And those that would inhabit the house of salvation are called the elect of God. Do you want me to prove that to you? Turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4.
Yes.
Amen.
God saw that all men were lost. And from lost men, He chose from that lost state of men, or mankind. He chose out of that number a people to save for His glory. So God chose who would live in the house of salvation. Now notice what God the Son will do. He is going to build the house of salvation. He is going to take the plan from the Father. And He is going to build the house of salvation. God the Father drew the plan. Jesus Christ will build the house. How will He build it? He will build it by leaving heaven.
And
He will come to earth. By God's great power, He will be born of a virgin. He will take upon Himself a human body. Why will He do that? In order to die for the sins of His people. The punishment for sin is death. And Jesus Christ died in our place. He said to his father, I will die for them. That is how he built the house of salvation. How he built the house of salvation. He laid down his life for his people. His people are called the sheep. Jesus said, I lay down my life for the sheep. It is through Christ our sins are forgiven. Salvation belongs to God. God the Father drew the plan of salvation. God the Son built the house of salvation. And God the Holy Spirit brings the elect of God into the house. The Holy Spirit gives us life. The Bible says we're dead in sin. And yet everyone that God the Father chose, and everyone for whom Jesus Christ died, the Holy Spirit gives them life, or causes them to be born again. By His power, He brings them to Jesus Christ. He brings them into the house of salvation. He gives us faith in Christ. He gives us a love for God. He gives us a love for our Christian brothers and sisters. He even gives us a love for our enemies. As we continue to teach this weekend, we want to examine the Bible. Compare scripture with scripture. To see that the Bible is God's Word. That it is God that has saved us. And we want to see what God is calling us to be. He's calling us to be a mighty witness in this earth for His glory. My prayer is that you will take the knowledge of God's Word in Jesus Christ and fill the nation of Cambodia with the glorious message of Jesus Christ. We have learned this morning that the Bible is God's Word. That the Bible declares there's one God. And this God is very, very special. Because He exists. As God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And it is this one God acting all by Himself that has brought us into the house of salvation. A house of salvation that consists, that is made up of Americans that love Jesus, Cambodians that love Jesus, and a people that love Jesus from every nation. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen.